This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101 birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former the Prime Minister at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion of 101 birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. Rashtriya Prerna Sthal, constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Addressing Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said it is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes. The Prime Minister said a sports festival is becoming a strong pillar with the mantra of nation building through youth development. Mr. Modi said that in 2030, India hosts the Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. The entire world will be watching. He said it will be a major opportunity for young athletes. The Prime Minister said India is also trying for the opportunity to host the 2036 Olympics. The Navi Mumbai International Airport commenced commercial flight operations from today, marking a key milestone for India's civil aviation sector. The airport is also expanding air travel capacity for the Mumbai metropolitan region. The Navi Mumbai International Airport began operations with the first flight operated by IndiGo, flight number 6E460, travelling from Bengaluru and landing at the Navi Mumbai International Airport at 8 a.m. According to the airport operator, the aircraft was accorded a ceremonial water cannon salute on arrival, a time-honoured aviation tradition. India's ambassador to U.S. Vinay Mohan Khatra has said that India remains constantly engaged with the United States to find a mutually beneficial and balanced trade agreement as early as possible. He said on trade and tariff, India will remain constantly engaged with U.S. trade representative with the hope to find a mutually beneficial and a balanced trade arrangement. One of India's most impactful rural infrastructure initiatives, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana, marks its 25 years today. Since its inception on 25th December 2000, over 8,25,000 kilometers of rural roads have been sanctioned under PM Sarak Yojana, with more than 7,87,000 kilometers completed. Around 19,000 crore rupees have been allocated for the financial year 2025-26 under the PACE 4. A total road length of 62,500 kilometers will be constructed between financial years 2024-25 and 2028-29, with an overall financial outlay of over 70,000 crore. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all the citizens on the occasion of Christmas. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Bir Bal Divas in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honor, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields including bravery, sports and social services. The ministry informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth in a national level program of Bir Bal Divas. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi said that the awards also convey a message to the children that they are the creators of future and instills confidence amongst them. Tune into 100.1 Akashvani Gold at 7:10 p.m. today to listen to this exclusive broadcast. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.